with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro FM, it's country with a twist, and all of our affiliates out there. Was at that Halloween party last weekend, Bob, and one of my coworkers from my day job was introducing me as the grilling guy to a lot of people, and probably 15 times he did it. I don't know. He was just on his agenda that night, and maybe 12 out of the 15's like, oh, I've heard of that. And I'm like, have you tell me about it? Because I was just testing to see if they were just bullshitting me or not.
Right.
No, they did. They knew. And so I was like, wow,
you're
that's pretty
somebody.
Cool. No, I'm not somebody. The show, at least they knew the show. And then they all of a sudden start asking questions.
Right.
Right. About, you know, will we or won't we do this? How do
My
we do
boss
this? Or
still
do
that? Does that when contractors come up. He'll point down and he'll say, you know, that is down there.
Yeah.
It's like, please don't do that. It's
right.
No big deal.
Right.
It's radio.
Yeah.
I mean, we sit in a studio with Conrad, for crying out loud. We're nothing.
Well, he's a pro because, you know, I guess I just cussed, and I'm sure he's going to cut that out of there. So I apologize. I apologize to the listeners.
Oh, man.
You know, he'll clean that up. You won't hear it, but you just heard my apology,
so let's talk about things you can switch to in the winter that might work a little bit better for you. And let's say you do have trouble getting it up in the winter with your temperature, I mean.
Wow!
You can put something on that's going to take a little longer, so your thicker, denser pieces. I think about the budget because everything's so stupid expensive right now.
It is, man. I tell you.
But you know one wonderful thing my mother used to make would be pork steak.
Yep.
Which is really the bad end of a pork chop, and that's cheap, but they take a little longer.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fat and connective tissue in them. But I'll tell you what, if you do cook them properly, low and slow, that is a wonderful piece of meat.
Yep.
And that's something nice that you can put on, leave your lid closed, and just let it cook and get back in the house because you're, a sissy.
Right. Well, and the wind's blowing out of the wherever, and it's cold. Now, that piece of pork really does well with a marinade. On it too. That'll flavor it a little bit, and when you're cooking it slow, that'll be a nice glaze or what it depending on what you use on top of it. But that slow cooking, if you don't have a digital thermometer, this would be a great place to get one. And if you get one with a probe on it, and it'll send the to your phone. Those aren't that expensive.
If you go
now.
To thegrillingguys.com and look on the right side, you'll see a sign that says ThermoWorks.
Right.
Click on that, and it'll take you to their sale page. Those people have sales going on nonstop.
Right.
It's no longer an expensive piece of equipment.
Right.
They just sell the heck out of it. Just like MyPillow. MyPillow has sales going on all the time. Wonderful American-made stuff.
Right.
And they support our show.
Yeah.
You know, we do like
and
that.
And the holidays are coming up. I mean, my wife and I were out last week, the day before Halloween, and they had Christmas stuff everywhere. Man, I guess you pass Halloween and Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas if you're a retailer. But it's not too early to start your Christmas shopping is where I'm going with that.
Yeah, we're just about done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got a big family. You got to start early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, again,
I'd be so remiss.
My wife buys that stuff while she's on the road.
Yeah, I'd be so remiss. I got a new grandson this week. Hey. Can't believe I didn't tell you. Little Gabriel came to be with us on Tuesday morning. So, so I got second grandchild up and going.
Congrats.
Already. So
that's
nice. Man, it's fun. It's exciting. Got a little brother for Roman. So I got Roman and Gabriel. My two little grandsons now. So looking forward
to... Sound like wrestlers.
Well, yeah, right. Mom and Dad are, I think they're both biblical names, so that's kind of cool, too.
Cool.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, so what else can you do that's a denser meat?
Roasts. I would say sticking with the affordability is the pork, and if you get a pork roast, it's a loin roast, I think they're about as big as a softball. Right, generally, that's the one I'm talking about. Not
you
the
call
tenderloin.
A loin a roast?
Well, the tenderloin are the littler ones that are about the size of a tennis ball. The pork loin is the bigger one, about the size of a softball. And that you put that in a 2 or 3 pound chunk. Yeah, that's a roast.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
could be.
Yeah, and it's just going to set on there. Do that with indirect heat, And here again, that's a great place to have a probe in it, so you know where you want to get it to. You know, pork is commercial pork is cheap and cheaper. Nothing's cheap anymore. But get that to like 160, 165 in the center,
yep.
And you're going to have a great piece of meat. Slices off.
Actually, I would tell you you can do 145 on a loin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the new FDA guideline, and I, you know, my distrust of the government, but in this regard, I think they do their job, and because we don't worry about the things with pork like trichinosis and stuff we used to.
Right.
145 is with a loin in particular, and it kind of depends on what your wife wants. Because she doesn't want to see any pink in the middle, just right. Like with chicken. It's like, it's 165, honey.
Yeah, right.
Let me burn it for you.
Yeah.
But
the slow cooking will keep it from burning.
Yes,
if
you do a loin like that and you get done to whatever temperature you like, the thing is not to overdo a loin because it's so lean.
Right.
It's so lean that you want to wrap it, and as soon as you take it off, you can take some plastic wrap or anything like that, butcher paper, throw it in a pot, put it somewhere where it won't lose all its moisture.
Right.
And if you want to pour a little apple cider, apple juice, or maybe a little light beer, a Stella Artois or something like that, it's good.
Yeah. You know, I've even roasted those with applesauce on them. Kind of glaze it with applesauce.
You're an apple guy.
I tell you what, apple and pork.
That's
like a number one combo.
Picture a pig with an apple in its mouth. Who would ever think of that?
Yeah, that's right. Never been on a table before, has it?
No.
But anyway, yeah, it's apple and pork are
so
are good.
If you're grilling, now let's talk about smoking. Well, now that's the perfect piece of equipment for the cold weather, because you're just going to take hours and hours, and let's say it knocks it down 50 degrees. So what?
Right. Right.
Start 50 ahead.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say start higher ahead. And it'll drop down. You know, you want to smoke 225 to 275, depending on the timing that you want to put on a piece of meat. Low and slow is a good thing.
Well, it also depends on how much smoke you want to impart.
Yep.
Because the slower you go, the more you're going to add smoke.
Right.
And a lot of guys have pellet grills.
Yeah.
Let's face it. And if it's wintertime, at least you've got a dial. You can crank that thing up and get up into a decent temperature. If you think you're going to be grilling on it, and it's kind of hard to do, but then run it as high as you can get it. It'll be less smoke.
Right.
And you can at least offset the Mother Nature.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I have a pellet grill too, and
hey, who gave you that?
Yeah, I think it was found on the road, if I remember correctly. But anyway, it depends on the piece of equipment and the fuel you're using. We talked about briquette versus lump charcoal. If you don't know what lump charcoal is, it's an apt name. It's a lump of hardwood that's been charred and then it's put in a bag, and it's called lump charcoal. Right, you clearly it's delineated when you go to buy charcoal that what's lump and what's briquette. Just read the label, and you'll always get a hotter cook out of the lump than you will the briquette.
Yep.
But anyway, so keep the lid closed if you can.
You know, another thing that's good in a low and slow is a whole chicken.
Yeah.
A roasting hen.
Yeah.
And you can use a beer can, or you can spatchcock it, which is when you take the spine out of it and lay it flat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another low and slow thing. And let's say you do have a wheat grill, and I'm really talking to the wheat grill people because there's so many of them.
Right.
But now you're pretty safe.
Yeah.
Cause you can't get up to your 400, but let's say you're chugging along at 2.25, 250. Just go ahead and put that spatchcock chicken on and go back in and watch the game.
Right. Yep. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the equipment, continue down that road, maybe some more recipes and things that are good to cook in the cold. It's not completely frigid, but we'll also be talking about maybe your Thanksgiving turkey to get you a little bit prepped on that as well. I'm sure as we get closer to Turkey Day, we'll hit that harder. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.